Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, really quick, I was overhearing you guys chat about the Rockies. What's going on with them? Is it bad?
Goodness. Well, I mean, Monday night, they won, but nobody was there to see it.
Yeah. Really?
They had the lowest folks in attendance across franchise history. The team reported just over 16,300 folks there at Coors Field for Monday night's game. And yeah,
which, by the way, that arena.
That's not good.
Yeah, what it holds hold? 50,000.
50?
50.
16 is better than 16. I thought you were going to say, though.
Oh, no, that's less than
I thought
than
you were
going to
say like 5,000.
No, it'll get there if they keep losing. I mean,
if you see the picture of the, you know, Coors Field with just that many people
pretty empty,
in it,
huh?
It looks like eight. It looks like
shocking.
Eight people.
Yeah, it's shocking. Yeah. So, but again, this kind of stuff needs to happen if we want ownership to take the fans seriously and do something about the team. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, Katie, because they did beat the Astros two nights ago and last night. And the Astros are a good team.
Yeah.
So it just needs to happen. They've done such a good job of selling out to crowds for literally 30 years now.
Yeah.
And I think finally fans are kind of getting sick of the way that they just don't care about the product they put on the field.
Well, when their main goal last year was to not lose 100 games, that's
so
you know it's bad.
It's not a goal you want your baseball team to have.
They lost 119.
Yeah. Nick Knack was talking, you know, right before the home opener. She's like, we got to get the kids down to the game. We haven't done it. And, you know, tickets were like $60 plus for that, you know, first few games. And I was like, let's wait mid-season. I was like, we'll just be able to wander in, I think, at some point. They'll just open the front gates and be like, hey, come on in.
Exactly. We need you here.
Yeah.
Please.
Come there's going to come a point where we can just walk in.
Or
no
who
problem.
Knows? The Rockies could blow everyone's mind and completely. Mm.
And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
I'm just saying. They just won two games back to back. So, you know, if they keep that going, they could shut us all up.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, right now, tickets are on sale for $8, Jer.
Okay,
so you got this. You got this.
Speaking of shutting people up, let's shut up these toddlers. Good God. I was at a store the other day where a toddler was just being stupid again. It was a grocery store. I won't name which one. But on an aisle. And the kid was just screaming and being a little punk.
Okay, he was naughty. He was having
a
moment.
Punk.
He's a baby,
it was horrible
Jeremy.
Parenting and a punk kid.
It's a baby.
I got to watch my language. I almost
you
let
do. Because
I was like, get me out of here now because of this kid.
Well, now I have a trick for you that's going viral on TikTok that you can use for the next time you come across an angry, screaming toddler.
A trick? A toddler trick?
A toddler trick.
Tell me more.
So parents are having a heyday with this new thing on TikTok where if your toddler is screaming and having a tantrum, and as you know, like, it can happen for any reason, right? Like, what do you mean I can't be a kangaroo? They go crazy. And so parents are learning that if you just scream at your toddler, not scream, but if you say to your toddler, Jessica, are you here? Can you come here, please, Jessica? And you do it in such a calm, matter-of-fact way. Like, the videos
that's all
are
you
insane.
Have to do?
The videos are absolutely insane. There's parents and their kids are having a meltdown, an absolute meltdown. There's tears everywhere. And the mom just says, Jessica, can you come here a moment, please? And it stops them in their tracks. They look around
this
and they
dumb.
Forget what they're crying about. No. And doctors say
this
is actually a thing. Because if you can take a child's attention away from whatever is causing it, you know, any kind of, you know, making it cry.
Distress.
Then it will distract them or surprise the child. And doctors say that any unexpected calm action can work in this scenario. But for whatever reason, Jessica has become the viral name of choice.
Jessica!
Yeah. So, but again, it works at least the first couple times.
They're going to kick me out of the grocery store if I'm running around going,
Jessica! Yeah, but again, they're really reinforcing this and saying it's a good thing. Like, keep screaming Jessica at your children because it's a form of positive, creative, non-punitive discipline. And it helps.
I like the cheese trick better. Have you seen the cheese trick where they throw the slice of cheese and it sticks to their forehead and they're like, what the hell?
That's more fun for you.
I got to ask you, though, does this work for wives when the wives are yelling at you as well?
Don't shout
Jessica!
For Jessica.
If your wife's name is not Jessica, I strongly suggest you don't scream that name at her.
It'll be immediately followed up with, who is Jessica? For all you newbies, we do a little something-something called PMI. It's three different stories to start your day, a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting. It's PMI. Who's got the pee today?
I do today. This is a fun one. I like this. Researchers asked ChatGPT, because we know that one is always right, but they asked it to rank the states based on laziness, from laziest to least lazy. And a couple of the ones that are the most lazy are kind of the South Central-ish America, like Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Those were the top three. But the least laziest were Washington State at 3, Minnesota, and then Colorado in at number 1.
We like to walk for fun.
We do.
We do things.
We do.
I love that. Obviously, Colorado has been one of the most fit states for, I think, the longest time here. We have the most fit people here because we have so many trails to hike or bike or go skiing or snowshoeing or whatever. And the other ones that kind of rounded out the top five were like Alaska and Hawaii. Those
was
were
it all just based on physical activity, or is it just like work progress and family progress? And
this one was straight
just
up
doing things,
physical activity and okay. doing things. So we like to get out. I mean, we have what, 300 plus days of sunshine here?
We do. And every time you walk outside, it's majestic majesty with those mountains, right?
It's beautiful.
So it's like we're very lucky that that's the view we get every yeah. single time.
Go Colorado. Oh, we rock.
Go outside, too.
I love right. it.
I've got the minus today. Everyone's butt hurt about this guy's McDonald's order.
Why?
They say it was rude, and it should have been an inside order for this guy. But the guy's name is Brownie, believe it or not, Katie. A man after your own heart.
I know, right?
Guy named Brownie is going viral on TikTok for going through a Mickey D's drive-thru, ordering an Egg McMuffin, and then 11 big breakfast meals with hotcakes.
Oh.
Now, the employee, the video's kind of funny because the employee's like, 11? And then he had to actually ask for manager approval. Here's the audio of it.
I'm going to serve you today. I need an Egg McMuffin, and I need 11 big breakfasts with the hotcakes.
You said 11 big breakfasts with hotcakes?
11, yes.
All right, just a warning, that will take probably a while.
Well, I got 8 hungry kids at the house, so yeah, that's cool, bro.
Give me a second, I need manager approval.
Need manager approval.
Anything else you do today?
No, that'll be it, man.
All right, you're looking at 83-34 at the next window.
83, okay, thanks, guy.
Sounds like he smoked a pack while he was waiting in line.
I need those hotcakes.
I know, like, that's a completely normal order. Like,
that is
I don't,
not.
11?
No, I don't like this.
No,
Katie,
no, no.
When I worked at Chick-fil-A, we would have the lunch rush, obviously, and it
yeah.
was such a big
yeah,
rush.
You don't do
and
that.
We would have the family come through in the Suburban with their 16 kids, and they'd go, can I get 11 Happy Meals? And that's not an order you do through the drive-thru.
What do you mean?
Out
Happy
of
Meals
respect
would be
for
fine,
people,
I think, because that's just a burger fries
no,
drink.
No, it still takes 10 minutes to make all those.
The big
together.
Breakfast has sausage and eggs and hotcakes and a biscuit.
Even through the drive-through, you can say, since your order's so large, can you please pull up into that space
yeah,
so I can
move.
Get everybody else's?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why there's rules about the drive-through. I worked at a fast food spot too, and people don't.
That puts everybody
rules.
Else.
I've been in a drive-through before.
I don't
you guys,
think
I worked. I work. I've been.
I've worked in a drive-through.
They just yeah. kick you off to the side. So anyway, everyone's all butthurt. One, because this guy ordered such a massive meal. Two, they had to get manager approval. And three, it was $83 for all of this at McDonald's.
Which, makes sense, right? Like a McMuffin and 11 meals? Like and
then the fourth thing, this guy's name is Brownie.
I know, that's
I think that's
part.
A, that should have been the yeah, big minus.
That's the part we yeah. can't figure out.
All right, round it out with the interesting.
Okay, well, you know the new Malcolm in the Middle revival, right? It's
yeah.
called Life Still Unfair. It's going to come out on Hulu and Disney actually this Friday. So it's going to premiere this week. But the big news about it is the star Dewey. Remember Dewey, the younger
yeah.
brother. Everyone's wondering why he's not a part of the reboot. And we found out why. It's because he's going to Harvard.
Oh, that's a pretty good reason.
It is a
all
really
right.
good reason. But also, when the old Malcolm in the Middle wrapped up, Dewey was like, I don't like this whole Hollywood thing. He famously like went away from
yeah.
Hollywood and moved to Boston so that he could start going to school and everything. But Frankie Muniz, Jane Kasmarak,
you bet.
I say? And
Brian
Cranston
yeah.
they're all
good
coming back
Brian.
For their roles. But it was big news that Eric, which is the name of the actual actor who played Dewey, Eric Persullivan, he was not going to come back. So now we know it's because he's going to go be a member of Harvard.
Well, Katie,
yeah.
it was
thank
really
you for,
cool.
for updating us on Eric
Per Sullivan.
Dewey. That's a really good interesting.
He tried so hard to stay out of the spotlight, and they have pictures of him just walking along with some Drano.
And a straw.
He clearly has a sink he needs to fix.
I thought he had a some sort of problem.
No, but he's trying to stay out of the public eye, and they got all these pictures of him, and everybody's like, "Leave him alone." Clearly, he doesn't want to be famous anymore.
Clearly,
leave Dewey alone. But if you're wondering where he is from the reboot,
I honestly wasn't.
He's going to school. It's my job. You're welcome.
There's your PM and kind of an I guess.